You are listening to Dr. Angelica Christie, international speaker and recognized as a trendsetter in women's wellness and leadership programs. And you are listening to the SOB Radio Network. Hello, my friends and awesome women who want more from life. I guess that you want to stay healthy, radiant, sexy, and abundant throughout your life, right? As a matter of fact, if you have not quite felt healthy, radiant, sexy, and abundant in your younger years, it is not too late to rejuvenate your body, even rebuild it from where you are right now to where you want to be. Because I am a strong believer that you can reshape, rejuvenate, and re-energize your physical body even beyond your 50s. I know for a fact from my own experience and that of some of my clients that you can do it even in your 70s, which I am approaching early next year. So, why not start right now? Just remember what is required. And I shared this with you in an earlier episode when we talked about how to crystallize your goals. Do you remember? If not, it is always good to go back to one of the earlier broadcasts and revisit the content. It's really easy because you can listen to the audio while doing other chores that do not need much of your concentration. So having said that, I consider listening while driving a car not the best time. You better focus on driving. So let me quickly recap what we talked about in the last episode. Most of the content was regarding the acronym Dr. SAVE. Do you still remember what each letter stands for when it comes to your health? Okay, let me recap. R stood for detox. D stands for detox. R stands for rest. S stands for sunshine. A stands for attitude, F stands for food, and E stands for exercise. So detox, rest, sunshine, attitude, food, exercise. So these are the things that I believe are really cover the most important aspects of your life in to live a healthy life. And in one of my online courses, I really go deeper into this. And if you are interested in going deeper with me, please just send me an email with just that request or book a free discovery session with me. And you know my email address, right? Because it shows on my page. Okay, so let's begin with some new material for this session. And I will actually continue where I left off in the last session. You remember that we talked about your digestion and how your body reacts to the food that you consume with sometimes rather strong and unpleasant results. So here is what I want to share with you today. First, why it is so important for your health to know about live food and the enzymes. And second, why correct food combining helps your system to digest the food properly, and why the wrong food combination creates indigestion and poor nutrient uptake. And if we have the time, I want to go briefly into the importance of correct breathing too. And if you raise your eyebrows because you question what correct breathing has to do with food and nutrition, it's all right, because few lay people and even few nutritionists know about the powerful connection between eating and breathing. So what happens to your cells that build tissue, your organs, and your entire physical body mechanism, building really the blocks for new cells and also the removal of old cells and toxic byproducts? What happens to those cells is really, really very important, because otherwise you just build up toxic garbage. And this is why I believe live food is so important for a healthy body. Live food means food where the enzymes are still active. And I cannot say it often enough that only live food, which means with its enzymes intact, can sustain and build new and healthy cells. And you may have heard that this one before, and here it is. It's easy to remember because when you go in the food store and look at the food, let me tell you, if God didn't make it, then don't eat it. Or if you cannot pronounce what is in there when you look at the package, that's for prepared foods from the shelf. So if you cannot pronounce what is added, again, don't eat it. Because if you eat junk food or non-food items, the long-term outcome is pretty clear. It creates chronic systemic diseases like cancer, diabetes, hypertension, obesity, low sex drive, addiction, and even chronic pain. And the list is really very, very long. So it goes on and on. So, which means that your life may be unnaturally shortened and you may have to live without much luster and energy. We want energy and luster, right? We want to have joy and we want to feel alive in our bodies. I mean, this is really what optimized health is all about. So, is it worth to listen to your body and to know what it needs? Yes, I believe so. I know so. Because there will be really warning signs and they come from, for example, feeling tired or generally unwell, or maybe just being unable to see clearly and knowing really who you are. I mean, this is all connected. Everything seems to be clouded and you're just not at your peak. And that means look at what you eat first. There are, of course, other reasons. So on the other hand, life food creates life and healthy cells and gives you life force energy. And that makes food actually sacred. Don't you think so? Because your body is sacred and actually a total miracle. A self-regulating and self-preserving piece of art and science with automatic signals at or greater at the speed of light, regulating almost every chemical, electric, and motor response in an automatic flash through your autonomous nervous system. It's quite fascinating and much too big to get into here. But again, if you like to know and understand more about your enzymes and how they create and keep your body alive, I am happy to give you my time. Just schedule a call with me. So, talking about automatic nervous system reactions in your body, I need to mention how every thought and every emotion that you experience affect your health. So, here's how your thought affect food. You have the power to optimize your health and enhance what you eat even through your thoughts and emotions. Because I believe even the best food will not benefit you very much if your thoughts and emotions are stressed or negative. You sit down and eat and think about all the stresses that you have. Please don't do that. Make your meal a joyful ritual. Slow down. Be fully aware of the taste, the texture, and even the purpose of what each mouthful is for. And don't forget to be grateful for your food. And did you know that you can charge your food with positive energy? Well, I don't want to get into this here because it is actually something that is quite well known that you can charge anything, water, crystals, with your thoughts and positive energy. And our body is over 75 or 85% water, right? So the next time you hold a glass of water, hold it in between your hands, of course, that's how you hold a glass of water, and consciously put your mind and emotion into a high state of joy and gratitude. And then visualize yourself charging the water with positive energy of love, of peace, of joy, of gratitude, so that your body gets nourished with the highest vibration of life force energy, combined with the food and the drink you take. Okay? Great. So you can even optimize this more by either silently or with direct audible words of intent directed towards the molecules in the water and also in your food when you charge your food. You see, your voice carries your intent and creates that frequency that will bring to it what you are wanting or what you are desiring and are saying with your intent. So you can use your voice to even amplify the charge. It's just like a joyful prayer. It not only charges what you eat with positive life force energy, but it also creates the perfect condition within your internal physical environment, to which, of course, your food and drink will come, and it can be used to the highest health benefit for you. Therefore, life food with the enzymes intact plus positive energy will assure the best possible state of your health until, well, the natural ending of your physical life. And I believe that 100 years of well-being is quite achievable. I must say that as we get older, our digestion weakens and also our enzyme potential with us. Therefore, I suggest that you take digestive enzymes with every meal and also add a systemic enzyme supplement to keep inflammation low. I actually take 4 capsules a day and I feel great. What does it mean, systemic enzymes? Systemic means throughout the body. So it is more than a digestive support. Systemic enzymes are a bit costly, but I believe they are worth it. And if you want to find out more about systemic enzymes and where to get them, just send me an email. And here, let's go to the second point. The second point I want to share with you today was about food combining. And here again, let me make it easy and give you the basics. I have found very few clients that knew anything about food combining and why it really should matter to them. So here is the rule of thumb. Do not eat animal proteins at the same meal with simple carbohydrates. What does this mean? It means do not combine in one meal a piece of animal flesh or fish or seafood or even eggs together with either potatoes, rice, pasta or any other simple starches. Why? Because your digestive juices that are needed and your body generates to break down protein molecules and digest your animal protein is very, very different from the digestive juice that is needed to break down starchy carbs. And when you eat those two food groups together, you burden your body tremendously in its attempt to extract the nutrients and digest the food because your digestive juices are all jumbled up. They are not effective at all and could create indigestion, bloating, and undigested food staying much too long in your digestive tract. So here is what to combine. Animal protein with complex carbohydrates. What are complex carbohydrates? Vegetables, legumes, beans, etc. And you can also combine animal protein with some fruits, but then you should leave the veggies out because veggies and fruits should not be combined. And interesting fact is that a tomato is not, or tomato, however you want to pronounce it, is not a vegetable, but actually a fruit. Isn't that interesting? So the carbohydrates can go together in one meal, like vegetables and starchy carbs, like potato, rice, or pasta. That's fine. So another mistake is to mix sweet fruits with citric fruits. So keep the citric fruits together and eat them together. And then eat the berries by themselves and also eat the banana by itself. And definitely eat melons without mixing them with any other fruits. You can mix different varieties of melons in one bowl and you can enjoy them together or on your plate. I always eat some nuts with my fruits. Why? Because the healthy oils and fats in the nuts keep the sugar that is obviously in the fruit from spiking. So healthy fats are a great way to keep diabetes away. Well, that rhymes, so it must be my slogan. Okay, let's go into the last point I want to make. And I'm speeding it up a little bit because I really wanted to cover some of this. I want to talk to you about breathing. So let me just very quickly talk about breathing because it is important. Do you know how to breathe correctly? Because this is one of the questions I ask many of my clients, which complain about stress, fatigue, or insomnia. And I usually get a blank stare or a nervous smile, which tells me that my questions seem to be either never contemplated or maybe even considered silly. So what do you think? Do you know how to breathe correctly? The reason why correct breathing seems imperative is because it builds the foundation for any state in your body, in your mind and emotions. Let's just master the basics today. When you watch a baby breathe, you can clearly see that his or her stomach expands on the inhalation and flattens on the outbreath. The baby breathes correctly. Why? Because breathing is governed by the autonomic nervous system. And I will give you just maybe 15 seconds to test yourself for the next 3 rounds of breath and notice the movement of your chest and your lower belly, your abdomen. And just observe how you breathe. So do it right now. It only takes a moment. Okay. So what did you find? Did the air flow into your body like a snake moves into a pit? I just said this for you to think in pictures. Did you feel like the air entering your body from your nose, through your throat, your chest, and finally reaching your diaphragm, which is just below your navel? Did your abdomen expand during the inhalation? And what happened on the exhalation? Did the air flow out again naturally, like the snake rises from the pit? Or in other words, did you feel the air being released from your abdomen through your chest, through your throat, and leaving through your nose or mouth? And while this happened, did your abdomen flatten during your out-breath? If you are smiling in agreement, congratulations, you know how to breathe correctly. But if you wondered what happened during this exercise and you are not sure, then after this recording is finished, do it again. And if you feel that it's just too difficult because you actually do it the other way around, which many people do, I want you to lie flat on your back and then breathe, because then it is much easier. For some reason, when we lie down, we breathe quite well. At least most of us breathe correctly in a horizontal position. And to check it, put one hand on your chest and the other on your abdomen when you lie down. Breathe and feel how it feels when you inhale and when your abdomen rises. And then stand up and see if you can still do it standing up. Because most of us get confused when we stand up with our breathing. Isn't that funny? So you can also visualize a balloon that expands when the air enters and deflates, which means when the air exits. We all have experienced that when we blow air into a balloon, right? It is, of course, it expands when you blow air in. So when you inhale air into your chest and abdomen, your diaphragm expands, right? So your body should expand, your belly should expand. So there are wonderful breathing exercises that we will maybe talk about at another time that can actually affect certain states of minds, a certain state of mind that you want to achieve. It can calm you down. Wonderful for before going to bed, like altered nostril breathing or the breath of fire to create energy. Anyway, breathing is an incredible tool to affect and optimize your health. I seem to have a problem pronouncing affect. It's probably the German in me. All right. So I want to challenge some of your beliefs or common belief systems here. They may or not be yours, maybe you already know better, but there are really some common belief systems that are out there that are totally incorrect. For example, here is one of them that says, starve a fever, feed a cold. Really? I totally disagree. Or fat makes you fat. Really? No, Sugar makes you fat, yes? Good. Or eating more frequent meals is better than eating less frequent meals. Well, I disagree with that too. Or eating a big breakfast, like a king or like an emperor, and then, you know, move it down. Actually, I believe that eating a big breakfast just makes you tired. So there is this common eat like, you know, the emperor, like a king, and dinner like a pauper, or something like that. I may be wrong, but kind of going down from the biggest meal being your breakfast, and then skipping maybe even a dinner. No, I believe that skipping breakfast is good, but I don't have the time here to just tell you why I believe this. I just want to put it out there, and you may feel a little challenged with that, but you can email me and we can talk about this, okay? Having snacks between meals? Good. No? No, I don't think it's good to have snacks between meals. Well, it depends on the snack you have, actually. Another myth is that separating the egg yolk and only eating the egg whites is good because otherwise it's bad for your cholesterol. Like so many of us do today. No. An egg should be whole. It is only complete when it is whole. And then the last one, is coffee bad for you? No, unless you have a particular condition where caffeine may affect you negatively. But otherwise, coffee is a wonderful antioxidant, stimulant for your brain, and it also stimulates your metabolism. So, and when we get older, that's really important. So that's all for today. Be well and always remember that no matter how you may feel about your health now, you can always improve it. And I'm always here to help you accomplish just that. And in my show, in between my shows, I am here for you. I make myself available. Just send me an email. And please email me at info@angelicachristi.com, A-N-G-E-L-I-K-A. CHRISTIE.com and put SOB Radio Show Free Discovery Call in the subject line. And I will send you a link where you can schedule your free 30-minute call with me at the date and time that works for both of us. Okay, so until next week, this is Dr. Angelica Christie, your radio host, where you discover how to be magnetic, sexy, ageless, and abundant. Bye-bye.